If you live in Baltimore's suburban counties, you have at least two options for cable television and high-speed internet. But if you live in the city, you only have one. WYPR's Kenneth Burns set out to find out why.
In Baltimore, Comcast is the only option for cable television. They're pretty much the only option if you want extremely fast internet as well. Jason Hardebeck, Baltimore's broadband coordinator, says there's a simple reason why.
It really comes down to infrastructure. It's very expensive to bring or to add infrastructure to any city, let alone an older city.
Hardebeck's job is to try and come up with ways to bring more broadband choices to the city. But keep in mind, he's only concerned with internet service. Minda Goldberg, a chief solicitor with the city law department, told a recent city council committee hearing on renewing Comcast's franchise agreement there's another reason.
We've, in fact, asked other cable operators if they're interested in coming into the city, and so far nobody else is.
Among the operators not interested, Verizon Fios. Carrie Tan, assistant economics professor at Loyola's Sellinger School of Business, says that goes back to the infrastructure issue.
It's just so expensive to set up the infrastructure needed, and that high fixed cost really deters a lot of entry into new geographic locations. Other than if there was some sort of incentive from a local government to get them in.
Tan also says Verizon has focused on the dense suburbs around Baltimore City where the operation costs are less.
But if you have to spread out much further, say closer towards the Pennsylvania border where houses are more sparsely located, then it costs a lot more to obtain an extra consumer who may or may not stick with them for a long time.
Then there's the question of who's responsible for what. While Hardebeck only focuses on the internet, and he spent a lot of time explaining that, Tonia Lee, executive director of the Mayor's Office of Cable and Communications, focuses on cable. She spent a lot of time explaining that as well.
We had a public meeting in December of 2015, and there were a lot of questions on that. I think that where citizens and consumers are unclear is that we are adhering to the FCC guidelines.
Comcast's franchise agreement, which allows the company to operate cable TV service in the city, is governed by federal regulations. Those regulations say Lee's office has oversight of cable television and not the internet, and that franchise agreements can only be non-exclusive, meaning any company that has the money can operate in Baltimore. But still, Professor Tan says Comcast has a de facto exclusive agreement with the city. It's similar to the agreement between the federal government and the U.S. Postal Service.
It allows the company, in this case here, it would be a cable operator, to make long-term, costly investments to improve their infrastructure.
But Verizon is out there, at least in the burbs. Company spokesman John O'Malley said they never built out the Fios network in Baltimore because it did not have a franchise agreement with the city. He said the company will only focus on areas where they hold franchise agreements. But NPR member station WBUR reported earlier this year that Verizon will build a Fios network within Boston city limits. And Verizon is currently negotiating a franchise agreement to offer television service. Verizon will spend more than $300 million to build its fiber optic network all over Boston. The company plans to install Fios over the next 6 years. Verizon Executive Vice President Bob Mudge said Boston's tech sector and growing population made it an attractive market. Meanwhile, in Baltimore, Comcast's renewal agreement with the city for 10 years is expected to be approved easily by the city council by November. I'm Kenneth Burns for 88.1 WYPR.